This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Kelvin and Lynn. And in the studio with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. Malaysia's 5G dream seems to be on track to becoming a reality with what MCMC announced this morning. Do you have more to tell us about this, Sean?
Yeah, so what happened this morning is perhaps the next step in Malaysia in rolling out 5G implementation across the country. So what we have so far is that the 5G task force set up to study this is to complete their paper and present their findings next month. And on MCMC's part, they are rolling out the 5G demonstration projects across six states for the next 6 months starting tomorrow. So this is between October and March 2020. And the aim is to facilitate, develop and foster 5G use cases in a live but controlled environment. Also to see how ministries and industries can work together. So this comes after on the back of the National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan, which was launched 2 weeks ago. And this will also provide the infrastructure for 5G to work. So during the presentation, MCMC Chairman Al-Ishal Isha detailed why is it important for Malaysia to do this? And the main reason is that it will basically help SMEs and businesses who depend on the digital economy sector to make a living and propel further.
When you look at Malaysia, services sector is 57% of our GDP. Information and communication is a subset of services. All the more reason why infrastructure accessibility is extremely important. When you look at Malaysia digital economy contributions in terms of approximately 20% is the target for 2020. 10% increase in penetration of fixed broadband is equated to 1.38% increase in GDP growth. In Malaysian terms, based on 2018 GDP numbers, that number of 1.38% equates approximately 20 billion ringgit.
That was MCMC Chairman Al-Ishal Ishak. Did he also talk about the sectors that will be a focus for 5G to be used as a testbed?
Yeah, so he listed nine sectors, which he terms as nine verticals. So these are agriculture, education, entertainment / media, digital healthcare, manufacturing and processing, oil and gas, smart city, smart transportation and tourism. So the test will happen across six states, like I mentioned just now. So they are Kedah, Perlis, Penang, Selangor, Terengganu and KL. So what's interesting is it will be conducted jointly by Altel, Celcom, Digi, Edotco, Maxis, Petronas, TM and U Mobile, who will all be investing 116 million ringgit. So technically they are all competitors, but they are working together on this. And when asked about their returns of investment by working together, Celcom Asia CEO Mohammad Idham Nawawi told BFM News that this is more towards improving infrastructure for the benefit of everyone.
Partly is to learn it, also the spirit of collaboration. I think it's very important that during this early stage, we learn how to work with each other, because the whole world is looking at how's a 5G and a 5G business case. But for us, we need to make sure that we collaborate, we share as much as possible, we don't duplicate. So during this early stage, a lot of things that we can learn, especially with the technology partners, how do we share the network? How do we optimize using the spectrum with each other so we don't overinvest? So as a country, we can invest smartly in this new technology.
So that was Celcom Axiata CEO Mohammad Idham Nawawi. And earlier, Sean, you mentioned something, because you mentioned that the tests are going to be happening across six states, one of which you said was Perlis. Just checking, Perlis?
Perak.
Oh, I see. Okay. Significant difference.
Sorry.
So while we're talking, back to Celcom Axiata, how have their shares done since calling off the merger with Norway's Telenor last month?
Yeah, so Telenor is Digi's largest shareholder, which if the merger had happened, I would have seen Telco giant in the making. But since then, Axiata Group, Celcom's parent, saw its share price plunge 16% on the day of the deal, when the deal was called off, to 4.11 ringgit. So today, it closed at 3 cent higher, clawing its way back up to 4.30 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.